This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
3 seconds left. Wagner driving right, behind his back, launches a 20-footer for the tie. No! It's over! Texas Tech has won! Texas Tech is going to the Elite Eight! The Red Raiders back from the dead! They rally from 16 down, and in overtime, Texas Tech knocks off Arkansas 85-83.
Congratulations to the Red Raiders of Texas Tech after Arkansas blew the 16-point lead, and now the Red Raiders are going to the Elite Eight. Last night was fantastic. Gaylord Choppy.
Yeah, it was. Peyton Russell's Texas Tech Red Raiders.
They are his. Hey, that's the Calipari that Will Chambers used to complain about all the time.
Knocking out Peyton Russell's Arkansas Razorbacks. 85-83, a 16-point lead. They blew a 16-point lead. They blew a 10-point lead. With what'd you say?
Ten-point lead with 3:30 to go.
Ooh, brutal, brutal, brutal loss for Arkansas, but a gutsy tournament-saving win for Texas Tech and Grant McCaslin, who, you know, I picked that one.
I did too.
You did too. I know Peyton picked St. John's.
I picked Texas Tech over Arkansas at this stage. Actually, I nailed that one. That's about all I nailed. But yeah.
You know, they had nothing going. They had nothing going on the entire game. Arkansas was nailing everything. Like, they were literally just completely dominating this basketball game. There's no reason that Tech should have won, but you need to have these games. If you're gonna, you know, teams that win the title have these games. Florida had it already with UConn, you know, in the second round where they were down the entire game. You know, at least maybe about 30 minutes of the game, and they come back and they wind up winning. But in overtime, and this thing, you know, I had to do my BetMGM podcast as soon as this game was over. Number two ranked podcast.
I've heard.
And we don't want to be number one. It's overachieving.
Yeah.
We're number two. Number three. Yeah.
Number two. You worked for number two. Number one, generally, you just kind of handed it. You're resting on your laurels.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had to wait for this game, and it was like, oh, it goes to overtime. And we're like, no, we went overtime. We're in regulation. Come on now. But 85-83, Tech wins this one.
What time did you close your eyes last night?
12:45.
And what time was the wake up this morning?
I woke up the same time.
Oh, okay. So, but you were grateful for the quicker drive this morning, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit less. It was like 15 minutes less, 20 minutes less.
That's significant to me.
Yeah, it was.
That's huge. Yeah,
but I didn't change my wake up. I was just moving slower.
Yeah, exactly. Morning. Yeah, there's something nice about being able to just take your time in the morning.
Make the coffee, drink some coffee at home before you get on the road. It was just a nice, nice little thing. I don't know if you saw the first game last night, and that was Alabama-BYU.
Alabama just raining threes at 25 threes?
It was an insane, absurd pace I have never seen. Alabama was 25 of 51. 25 Pretty of 51 good. From three.
51 shots from behind the arc.
In a 40-minute game, they took 51 three-pointers.
I mean, you score 113 points in 40 minutes of basketball.
40 minutes. You never see that. And what we're going to have here next, because Duke also won, and Duke really, you know, they pulled away. Arizona hung around. They hung around. So, you know, Duke didn't have a chance to pull away. They were trying to, but they didn't have a chance to because Caleb Love had one of the great games you're going to see at 35 points and no turnovers.
By the way, on the Alabama game, really quickly, they made more threes in the first 5 minutes and 42 seconds of that game than St. John's and Arkansas made combined in their whole game.
Oh, gosh.
Well, St. John's won a game this year where they went like one of 21 from the three-point line.
You'll get some bad shooting in college basketball, but, you know, Duke, Alabama, they've already set the over-under at 173.5, and that's lower than what the Bama-BYU game was. That Bama-BYU game hit that over-under at like the 8-minute mark, but I'm already all over the over. All over the over in that game. Like, this is going to be a trip. We might see both teams at 100.
Yeah, this is, and that's exactly what you want, dude. This is so exciting right now. You want to see the offense. Cooper Flagg last night was out of this world. Watching him play and knowing that he was coming off the ankle and everything like that, and then in the big moments, this dude is like, they have so much talent, and they've proven that they could win without him. But they obviously can't win the championship without him. And the way that he controls everything, dude, the no-look passes last night, it felt like every play was a no-look alley-oop to somebody else when he wasn't hitting a buzzer-beater pull-up style from behind the arc going into halftime.
That looks like a guy Nico Harrison would trade for a second-round pick.
Because he's thin.
Yeah, no.
At least at this point.
That's true.
He's not Cooper Flagg. He is future Dallas Maverick. Cooper Flagg.
Is that what we're doing? We're just speaking it. We're just willing it into existence.
Yep. We're going to gag for Flagg.
He is going to be a Dallas Maverick.
Yeah.
This June.
Well, after what I saw last night,
June draft.
Everything we'll be at a clean slate if we get Flagg.
Yes. If you tank, if you do the right thing,
but they're not because they're still playing Anthony Davis.
Hey, they do the right thing by the down the stretch, and they tank. All right, because they've already moved down, right, Bobby? They're down to 13.
Well, no, Phoenix is in better position in the lottery now, so they are 13 after the win by the Mavericks last night.
Yeah, so if they tank for Flagg, all will be forgotten. Well, not all.
Nope.
Not all. It'll be like, you know, you're in trouble with the lady, and then you do the laundry, or you do something for her. Bobby would never do that.
No, I've never
heard
of that.
But, like, you know, you do something nice for her, like you're just trying to kiss her butt. And that's what this would be.
Trying to do that.
You know, that's what this would be. So it's going to be Florida and Texas Tech, and then Alabama and Duke in the Elite Eight. That's going to be tomorrow. And then today, the four games starting at 6:09. It'll be Ole Miss and Michigan State, 6:39 Kentucky and Tennessee, 8:39 Michigan-Auburn, and then 9:09 Purdue and Houston.
You and me, baby. We all,
yes,
you,
sir.
You and me, the only two to correctly predict Florida, Tech, Duke, Alabama to the Elite Eight. We nailed that one.
And it's amazing. You know, Peyton had his ones and twos. All he had was ones that he would chalk city.
Yeah, exactly. Peyton
Elite Aiton.
All of his chalk. Peyton out here looking like a DJ. How much he was on the ones and twos. It was just. I'm going to kill.
Keep talking, Bobby. Keep talking. I told you.
Look at him.
I'm gonna play the song. I'm going
to
play it.
I want you to play it. I'm here for it.
But it'll be your last night, day. You know, what did we see last night, right? We didn't see any upsets, did we? No upsets? And that's what we said in a little cheat sheet, right?
Yeah.
In the Sweet 16, it averages 0.25 upsets per year in the Sweet 16. So don't bet on it.
Sweet 16 and Elite 8, those were the two where you said the favorites are going to pull there.
Favorites are the favorites.
And that's what it's going to be. So we ended up getting Florida Tech, Duke, Bama. Right, all of us. You and me hit that. Yesterday, Peyton got Florida, Duke, and Alabama. because he had picked St. John's like an idiot. And then Sean got Florida, Texas Tech, and Duke because he had Wisconsin over Alabama.
That's right. So we have all kind of separated ourselves.
Well, yeah, a little bit. So here's where the brackets.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Stands right now. Peyton is winning with 62 points at the moment. Yeah, that's because you're a little coward bracket.
You're just an idiot, Bobby.
I have 61. Oh, no.
I love the pettiness of these two.
I'm just going to wreck his life. 61 for me. Chop, you have 60. When you thought you were down and out. You thought after the opening weekend, you were preparing your Paul Harvey monologues, like, all right, I'm going to have to talk for a half hour when I lose this thing. And, no, you ended up, you've rallied a little bit. Sean has 56. He's backed off of our group here. And the futures chop say that the most Sean can max out at is 101, which is currently the lowest total. Oof. The most we can max out at, you and I, is 102. Peyton can max out at 107. So this might set up for Sean hosting solo for that half hour, which I feel like is the least funny result.
It's the least funny result because I think ultimately that's what he wants to do anyway. He doesn't want to host with us anyway.
Yeah, he just wants to do his own thing. The only thing funny about that will be he has to get up earlier, and he has to come in earlier, and he'll be cranky about that. But then I don't know that we want that. Do we want him cranky for the rest of the show?
Nah, doesn't matter.
What would be much different about?
Yeah, he'll be cranky anyway.
I can't imagine anybody wanting to just talk into a microphone by themselves, though.
Oh, it's awful. That's why I would never do, like, these people who do, like, their own podcast, a solo podcast. You're looking right at the screen.
Yeah.
I need something else.
It's just not fun.
So
it's not fun at all.
Make sarcastic remarks to myself?
Yeah, I don't know.
Further updates
just
tonight.
Calls.
Doesn't do it.
We all have Auburn alive tonight. We're picking them. Peyton and I have Michigan State alive and active tonight. It's Sean and Peyton have Houston, and then Sean, all of us have Tennessee. So those who have something to play for tonight have picked the same winners. So really the biggest outliers left in our tournament are Houston is going to the Final Four, according to Sean. He's the only one who has them there.
I got him winning it all.
Houston winning it all.
Yeah, let's go Cougs.
Peyton has Auburn going to the final. We all have them losing in the Final Four. Then Peyton and RJ have Tennessee going to the Final Four. Sean has them out in the Elite Eight. So those are like the main things we have left aside, other than the title game, which is me and Peyton picking Duke and Sean and RJ picking Florida.
Okay.
So we're in a little bit of a lull right now where there's not going to be a whole lot of separation, I don't feel like.
No, I mean, not unless, like you said, there's an upset. If Houston loses or Tennessee loses tonight. If one of those two happens, then it'll really change the dynamic.
Oh, if Houston would end it for Sean.
Yeah, if Houston loses tonight, if you want Sean to lose, then you want to root for Purdue.
Yeah, that's good. That'll be. And I think Peyton, didn't you say that if you could redo your bracket, you would pick Purdue?
I think Purdue's a really good team. I know they've been a bunch of nobodies the first two rounds, but I think Purdue's good.
I would pick Purdue tonight. I think I might hate Purdue more than anybody else in the country. That's the school I can't stand the most. They beat us like every year in the tournament. They beat us all the time in the tournament. If we get by Kentucky, I want Purdue. I want that smoke.
We have gotten a second apology from the University of Connecticut over the Dan Hurley outburst that led to whatever the guy's name. What was the guy's SID?
Bobby Mullen.
Bobby Mullen just ruining Bobby's everywhere. Bobby Mullen threatening to put a horse head in the bed of a reporter from North Carolina that Jake Rietma's friends with. Now we have actually Dan Hurley apologizing. He was speaking to the Hartford Courant and a couple other Connecticut papers, said he wished he didn't do that, made the comments about officiating that he did. Quote, those are three great officials on that game. So although I said something in the heat of the moment in an area of the arena, that in pretty much every game I've ever coached in college has been media-free. So this is still a sideswipe from Dan Hurley. past the tunnel, by the locker rooms, in the hallway where the coaches go. That's for the combatants. That's for the competitors. That's not for camera phones. Just relative to that, those were three great refs, and Florida earned it. If I don't go off the rails at the end there after that three-year run ended in excruciating fashion, if I don't have that emotional outburst there, probably all people are talking about is the run we've had, the amazing players. And you actually agree with him on this, don't you?
Yep.
That the idea of that's the war zone. Let him.
Yeah, let him be his lunatic self on the floor. I don't need to see. I can see it, but I don't need to react to what anybody does on the floor. You know, I don't want to hear what they're saying. If they mic'd up, they should never mic up the trenches in a football game, the O-line, D-line. Like, mic them up, fine, but don't let everything out. I don't need to hear some of that.
Yeah, I mean,
because a lot of people are going to get offended by what's said in there.
But I remember seeing clips. Remember Dirk's kicking stuff in the back tunnel,
yeah,
or whatever when he after losing in the finals,
yeah,
or whatever.
It's just sports, man.
You know, exactly. I don't think it's they crossed the line after the fact with the AD lashing,
yeah,
out like this was some big thing. This,
yeah,
was a nothing burger.
Right. Nothing.
We laugh at what Dan Hurley said. Some people criticize it for 5 seconds and you move on.
You can't get sensitive about this stuff.
Really,
man.
Not that big of a
this
deal. Hurley's just hilarious, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you like him?
Yes, I do.
I can't stand him. Like, I mean, that not for that. I get he's upset, but I can't stand. He's Nick Sirianni in basketball.
Oh, I couldn't disagree more. I don't like Sirianni.
They both win.
He loves both of them.
Oh yeah. Oh, Choppy's a fan of both.
Choppy's toxic.
My guy, Chop.
Well, Sirianni's Italian. That's why.
That's true. The Italian bias. Shout out to the Italian Nathan Eovaldi yesterday, getting it done on the bump. Unfortunately, the Rangers lose 5-2 on opening day. But we're here at Keller Fire Station, number 1, 455 Keller Smithfield Road South. Sean and RJ Firehouse Aprons, free breakfast from Whataburger while supplies last. Big shout out to Firehouse Roofing, Whataburger, and Firehouse Movers for partnering up with us and making it possible for us to get on the road and hang with the firefighters and the Tolos. We're just getting started here in the 6 a.m. club. Mavs get an ugly, ugly victory over the Magic. Jalen Brunson has some things to say. And Jim Nantz, this is a man that's thinking into the future. This is a man with
big-time
plans
big-time
right
plans
here. We'll get to that next right here on The Fan.